This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 155 for Tuesday, November 23rd. Ice canola futures are turning mixed on Thursday morning as contracts recover from overnight losses. The January canola contract rises $2.70 at $1,024.30 per ton. The March contract is unchanged at $997 per ton. Pressure is coming from losses in European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, and the Chicago soy complex. However, soy oil is virtually unchanged, providing little direction. Tight supplies, price rationing, and a lackluster prairie harvest continue to underpin canola values. Above normal temperatures with little precipitation for the balance of this week will fuel concerns about dry conditions across the region. Canadian Pacific Railway says it will reopen its line between Kamloops and Vancouver this afternoon. This comes 9 days after a huge torrent of rain severed ground transportation links throughout southern British Columbia. The Canadian dollar remains lower, with the loonie at 78.66 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 78.86. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress report Monday afternoon. As of November 20th, the corn harvest is at 95% complete, advancing 4 points on the week. The soybean harvest is also at 95% done, up 3 points. The planting of winter wheat hit 96% finished, and 86% of the crop is emerged. Its condition rates 44%, good to excellent, slipping 2 points since a week ago. The U.S. markets will be closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving as the trade begins to position itself ahead of the holiday season. However, the ice canola market will be open on Thursday. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The January contract is down 8 cents at $12.66 per bushel. January soy oil is relatively steady at 59.37 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal loses $4.70 at $359 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Tuesday morning, with the March contract down a penny at $5.83 per bushel. Chicago oats are down, with the March contract falling a dime at $7.47. The wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March down 4 cents at $8.54. Kansas City March bumps up 1.5 cents at $8.68. And Minneapolis March gives up 3 cents at $10.29. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 23rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.